Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Thanks to Office Depot, Office Max, we want to hook you up with the ultimate lunchbox right now, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And be caller number 23 so you could score that $400 Visa gift. Nope, that $400 gift card.
I know.
I'm all on last week.
That's what
still.
It was last week, yeah.
To Office Depot, Office Max, so you can take care of your back to school.
That's a good store, that
shopping.
Office Depot. I was in there yesterday getting some toner, number 62.
You got the number 62,
the number
that's
62
toner?
Wow. Yeah.
Was it crowded in there? Gosh, I remember back to school time going and shopping and wanting to get so many things.
Yeah. No, very mediocre crowd yesterday. It was about the time of the eclipse.
Okay.
Oh, they were
perfect.
Outside.
Yeah, everybody else outside watching the eclipse. That's the perfect time to shop at Office Depot.
Yeah, speaking of the speaking of the eclipse real quick, B.O.B., you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Saying that he had that plane song.
Yeah,
you sing his karaoke song
all the time.
Miguel.
Yeah.
He was not really feeling the solar eclipse yesterday.
Really?
Of course not. He didn't believe in nature anything, right?
He believes the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He was tweeting about how no one could actually see that it was the moon that was blocking the sun. And someone pointed out that you can't see it because the sun's light can't shine on it because it's behind the moon. So he replied with, according to a textbook, yes, but the moon actually generates its own light. A spherical object doesn't reflect, retract light evenly across its surface.
Okay.
He also posted a photo that he took that proves that the moon was nowhere near the sun during the eclipse.
Okay. Is he on like serious drugs or something?
He just got onto that conspiracy theory that the earth is flat.
The weed.
And didn't he get into some rap battle with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes.
And Neil just like crushed him?
Yeah. Well, Neil came with the facts.
Yeah.
And also a pretty good rap.
Maybe this is B.O.B.'s ploy to get a free trip to outer space.
Yeah.
Because if he's anti so much that people are just like, you need to go up there and check things out, man.
Right. We'll get there eventually, right? We'll be able to take rather cheap flights out to outer space in about 20, 30 years, hopefully.
Yeah, but you got to pay for your bag.
Little mooncation.
Yeah. Just in and out.
Didn't you say, Kelly, that, get back to the cliff just a little bit, that somebody named their baby...
Yeah,
this girl in South Carolina, I saw it this morning on the news. My people, the baby was due September 3rd, but she came early and was born around 8 o'clock yesterday morning, way before the eclipse actually happened, but she thought it was a sign.
Yeah.
And so she's changed the name of the baby, which was originally going to be Violet, to Eclipse.
This is South Carolina. We do it
Clipsy.
In a different way. We
and they're
going to
call her. Yeah, they're going to call her Clipsy for short.
Oh, really?
Clipsy.
Yeah.
Clipsy Ann.
Clipsy.
Maybe it's Clipsy Moon.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It was like Alexandria or something. I don't have the story in front of me right now. But yeah, they're going to call her Clipsy.
All right.
Do you? When you were coming up with your daughter's name, Kelly, Emma Kelly, did you think of possible ways kids could turn that around and make fun of it at all ever?
No.
I did with my kids for some reason.
I came up with Kelly, and the only thing they could ever do was smelly.
Yeah, but that's
although
fine.
Randy Anderson came up with a very clever Kelly Belly Toilet Jelly, which I don't even know what toilet jelly is.
You don't want to know, Kelly.
Gross.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Randy Anderson. I remember that. Those things stick. Names didn't bother me that much. I guess I was a pretty confident kid.
But you do have to keep that in mind when you're naming your kids. Like, they made fun of me a little bit, called me Almanac. It wasn't anything huge. You know, Almanac or Alaricia or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Names just didn't get to me.
What?
Like, my daughter called my bonus son a tattletaling platypus. And he got so upset. And he came into me. Kelly, Kelly, call me a tattletaling platypus. I said, are you a tattletaling platypus? No. I said, then why does it bother you? Because that's not you. You're not that.
A platypus.
But that's my thing. It's like names have never bothered me. And maybe that's just me.
Right.
Yeah,
they
all
call me Vagina. I didn't care.
I don't care. I don't care. You it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I call Jenna genitalia all the time.
Yeah, I got genitalia or vagina. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Look at me now.
What do you do? I mean, it's like, okay.
I had a pretty good name not to get made fun of because it was just Jose.
Yeah.
So my friends called me Jose Mose, which is not even a word, which is fine.
Bridget.
And then in high school, I was getting to that. Since there was nothing to make fun of Jose about, they just switched it to Bridget.
And you you were furious.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't handle it.
Well, it was the older football player kids that I wanted to be really good friends with, and they were sitting there picking on me. And
well, that was your way of being included.
It hurt my feelings. Yeah. No, I don't want to be included as
Bridget.
Would you
rather them ignore you? Would you rather the cool kids just ignore you completely or tease you and call you a name?
Ignore me.
At least you're in if they tease you.
Right. I was not in.
At least they know who you are. Like, my growing up, my guys call me Big Head. Yeah, at least they knew who I was. Okay, I had a big old head.
No,
yeah, that's fine.
I don't know.
They would squirt me with the water bottles when I'd get up there to practice just because I was a younger one.
I remember when somebody called me a redheaded toothpick, I was like, thank you.
Yeah, that's a compliment to Kelly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A toothpick? Yeah. Wow, thanks.
You call it, Kelly, a toothpick or a pole, and she's going to kiss all up on you. So hard. Oh, man. Speaking of kids and back to school and all that, we know. You are back to school. We know the kids are in the car with you. And that's why we decided to bring in Justin to make good for the awful comments he made yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Justin.
Hi.
I'm assuming you sent us an email yesterday saying you wanted to apologize for something.
Yes. I was just taken by surprise. taken by surprise, past tense. No, I said something on the radio yesterday that it was a little too dirty.
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. And so I wrote an apology note say sorry because I don't think people were ready for that.
Yeah, I had to explain a lot to her yesterday after that segment.
Yeah, there was a... Yeah.
Who was listening?
Yeah.
My daughter.
She was...
You already made her cry once.
Yeah, you got to buy her something else. Now.
Around 7 to 8:30, the kids are going to school, Justin, so you got to be really careful what you say on our show because we are a family-friendly show.
Yeah.
You know?
And so sometimes it happens. Yeah. Sometimes you say something funny and it's quick and we don't always have the filter.
Yeah.
And we're just talking and being funny.
Even Boss Man George was with his kids. Boss Man George definitely heard it.
No, and literally, that was the first thing my daughter asked me when I picked her up from school yesterday. First thing. I said, how was your day today, sweetie? Mommy, when Justin said, I'm like,
oh no.
You were listening, huh?
So, Justin, you would like to take this moment to apologize?
Yes, I would.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Dear mothers, children, and Kelly Raspberry.
And Emma Kelly.
I'm sorry for making a dirty joke about J.C. today when we were
talking.
Justin, you can't repeat it.
No, we dumped it.
Start over.
Say that again. You can't apologize.
No.
You can't apologize by repeating what you said.
All right. So you're on a good track.
Okay.
You're on a good track to apology. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. Just don't repeat the thing you said yesterday.
We dumped it, right? Trey says he dumped it.
I dumped it. We're just moving to the contest. We're done.
It's done. You're done.
Maybe we'll give you another chance.
No. You've blown your chance. No. You can't be trusted.
White Cheddar, give me the wiggle if you don't want me to do it. Okay.
You can't be trusted. Sorry.
White Cheddar's going to give you one more chance to apologize, but first
I don't see any indication.
He said he can do it. He's going to give him more. Justin's young. He's
Have
learning.
Your finger on the button, Trey.
Okay.
Hold on, Amanda. Amanda, we'll get to you after this apology from Justin. Okay, Amanda?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Justin, try again, buddy.
It was bad timing and the wrong crowd to test a good quality dirty joke on. The more appropriate thing to reply when JC asked, come here, Justin, let me tickle you, is...
That's right. That is right.
Or maybe...
That's what you got to tell us, strangers.
Or maybe, no thanks, I'm good, would have sufficed.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope we can all move on from this mistake and learn from it. The lesson being, know your audience. Mothers, children, Kelly Raspberry, and Emma Kelly, and more are more inclined to laugh at a joke that comes in the back of a popsicle stick.
That's right.
For example, what is the man? How does the man in the moon get his hair cut?
How?
Eclipse it. That being said, I ask for your forgiveness and pray that we all have a great rest of the week without any mistakes. Thank you for your time. Hugs and kisses.
Come here, Justin. Give me a hug, buddy.
Oh,
thank you for apologizing to the moms and the Kelly Raspberry, even though you did say the joke again.
Oh, my God.
I was just apologizing for what happened, just in case people need to know what we are apologizing about.
And it's never going to happen again.
No,
Between 6 and
8:30. Never am I going to. No.
Okay.
No, well,
I mean, something like that might happen again.
Maybe.
Did he have to go back to George's office once before?
Of course. He goes to George's office all the time.
I have to go today
because
of the yesterday.
Coffee.
Yeah.
You'll probably have to go today because of yesterday and tomorrow because of today.
right. And then maybe next week.
Oh, and he forgot to get the coffee, too. He forgot to hit the order button.
I've noticed
on the coffee.
That. No, I know. You saw it today, though, didn't you, big boy?
No, what?
There's still nothing
what?
In
what?
This your big breakfast boy. Is there.
He just called you big boy.
I'm big boy.
Okay.
The coffee's back.
Yeah, it's here, big out. I'm going to make you a cup right now.
Do we have a winner?
Yeah, we have a winner. Justin, thank you for your party. Oh, we're getting text messages from upset dads as well. Now, you know what? As dads, we can handle that. But we apologize for that as well. All right.
My gosh, my Justin. Abs hurt.
Oh, Justin. Amanda, congratulations. You get the ultimate lunchbox. How you doing?
I am great.
Thank you for sitting through that apology. How do you feel about it?
About the apology or about winning?
The apology.
Either one, yeah.
Oh, the apology's okay, I guess. Okay. All right. We weren't in the car, so we didn't hear
How
it.
How do you feel about winning?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. That means you got a $400 gift card to Office Depot, Office Max, so you can take care of that back-to-school shopping. Did the kids start for you yet?
They're going to be starting Head Start soon.
Oh, good.
So they need, like, little backpacks and stuff.
All that good stuff.
You can also buy some stuff for you because moms need, like, planners and organization tools. I love that place. You can buy one of those big calendars to plan your whole life and put it on the wall.
Yep.
Yeah, all that stuff there.
Ooh, get a dry erase board. I love that.
Oh, I love those too.
I just love dry erase.
Yeah, we just got one too.
My daughter has one in her room. She loves it.
Yeah.
So, Amanda, you enjoy that. Thank you so much for calling in when you heard the school bus arrive. We're doing it all week long. All you got to do is be call number 23 like Amanda was. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. The ultimate backpack. I mean, lunchbox. She said she was going to buy backpacks.
Yes.
She's got to buy those. We got a lunchbox.
We got it. We're a little frazzled.
Kip Craddock right Morning Show lunchbox.
All good.
And a Justin apology. That was good. I'm glad that was over.
Nicole on the text says, best show ever. Thanks, Nicole.
Well, thanks, Nicole.
Up in Savannah.
We're trying.
I'll see you soon.
No square.
Hey, that's some good news that Justin apologized for his no-no yesterday.
Many things I haven't heard before.
And we want to hear from you, Kid Nation. We're going to clear the phone lines right now at 800-KIDS-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we want to hear about your good news. What you got going on? Give us a call. It could be about a subject matter. It could be about a vacation. It could be about a TV show. Whatever is making you feel good.
All right.
Let us know. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We got Ed Sheeran interview that we took place on Friday coming up in about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Got to chill with him backstage.
How did it go?
I feel good about it.
I mean, I know we're going to hear it, but...
I only had 5 minutes with him, which I would have loved to have had like an hour, because that guy... He's one of those guys you just want to keep talking to because he's done so much.
And yeah.
Yeah.
He actually talks to you when you're talking to him. He doesn't just give you single one-word answers. But I think for a five-minute interview, Jenna, I think it went well.
Good.
Very good.
I'm excited for you to hear it.
Yay.
That's why I'm feeling good right now. It does feel like the world's gone crazy sometimes. That's why we want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And give us some good news. We'd rather hear the good than the bad, right?
Yeah.
It makes us feel a lot better.
Yeah.
For sure.
I have one real quick.
Okay.
My aunt on my wife's side, I mean aunt through marriage, Aunt Bonnie, she was in hospice because she's been battling cancer for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just informed this week that she's been doing so well and has gotten stronger.
Really?
That the doctor decided to take her off of hospice and they're going to start treatment again.
Oh, that's
which is really cool.
Absolutely great.
So she's definitely
that's rare.
Yeah. So she's going to have longer to live, you know, which is always you get that glimmer of hope and you take it. So that's my family's feeling
that's
really good
really
about that.
Goodness.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
From the text, part-time Justin's apology is making me feel good. I'm still laughing. just apologize for one of his first whoopsies on the radio. I'm sure we'll post that up later.
I'm sure.
And on the phone, Sydney's on there with us. Hi, Sydney.
Hello.
Welcome to Feel Good Tuesday. Good News Tuesday.
Yeah, Good News Tuesday. What are you feeling good about?
So yesterday was my first day ever teaching, and I taught first grade, and all 15 kids of mine survived.
Oh, yeah, all the kids survived. Wow.
How was your first day? Did you love it?
It was great. I loved every minute of it, and we got to see the solar eclipse, so that was pretty cool.
Oh,
and none of the kids took the glasses off? Everybody was good with it, Sydney?
No, we did it one by one, but they did ask me some deep questions, and I was like, I'll get to you later. Then I had to Google it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, maybe Al can answer one of those questions. Do you remember any of those questions, Sydney?
One of them was, why does it truly happen if the sun is supposed to be up during the day and the moon's supposed to be up at night?
Yeah, Al, could you answer that question
for
a first grader?
That's a very good question, and I appreciate you asking me that, Sydney. And my response would be,
my response would be, ask your mother.
Your mother. I have no idea even how to approach that. I can't answer it scientifically, nor can I ask it comedically.
Right.
just let it go.
I said, just ask your mom and dad. Maybe they'll give you a better answer.
Right. There you go, Sydney.
Right.
See? There you go.
Congratulations on the job, Sydney. Enjoy the school year, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for teaching, too. The unsung heroes out there teaching the future of America. Hey, Casey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So what's up? What's the good news for us?
Well, my wife of 4 years, we've been trying to have a baby for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
But she had a cervical cancer scare, had some surgery, got part of it taken out, and just found out this past weekend that she's pregnant.
You wanted baby.
Oh. Yay!
Congratulations, bro.
Very excited about it.
How far along are you, Casey?
She said we can't go see the doctor yet, but they said about 4 or 5 weeks.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, ma'am, may you guys have a very, very smooth pregnancy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Keep us posted. Let us know if you're getting a little girl, a little boy. We want to know when it happens, all right? Let's keep going here with Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's yours?
I'm graduating college today.
All right.
Yes. Wow. You sound so relieved.
I am. I'm a single mom of 5 girls, full-time student, and I work part-time.
Oh,
and I did it.
Goodness. Oh,
look at you with all that girl power.
Yeah, 5 girls, single mom, and you put yourself through school.
So, Sandy, if there's any other single moms out there listening, whether it's 5, 4, 3, 2, or just one, what would be the advice you would give them?
Keep going. Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
That's right. Now, what are you going to do with your degree?
Medical assistant.
Good for you.
Okay, good deal.
Congratulations,
Congrats,
Sandy.
Congrats, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Do you already have a job lined up?
I got a couple lined up.
Yeah, you do.
We were going to recommend, you know, you go through ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah.
If you were still looking, you know.
Just put it on there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That one's on us.
Yeah, let us know when you get that job, Sandy, whenever you choose. Thank you, Sandy. From the text, Shanda Long wrote us, soon to be Mrs. Morgan. I'd like to share that I got engaged to my amazing boyfriend on Saturday. I love you, Jeremy Morgan.
Yay.
Oh, nice.
Little engagement, and she put a picture of her with the engagement ring.
Oh, I want to see.
Good-looking couple. I have it on my computer for you, Kelly, if you want to see it. It's a nice ring, too.
Describe it to me.
What cut is it, JC? Yeah. Did you know those things?
I think it'd be a princess cut.
Oh, a little square. It's a little square.
I might be wrong on that.
That's all right.
it's a diamond.
Oh, okay.
And it's sparkly.
Oh, okay.
And it's a sparkly one.
There you go.
It's like I'm right there with her.
I know. It's like I'm a jeweler over here, Kelly. Hi, TJ.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Going all right, man. Why are you feeling good today?
I had my first performance of year at work, and I did well enough that my bonus is going to help me get into a house by the end of the month.
Wow. Yay, a new house.
Good deal.
Your bonus is going to help you get a new house. You married or are you a single dude?
Single. I got a 6-year-old son, just me and him.
Aww. Single daddy.
There you go, bud.
Well, I hope you guys get a cool yard so you guys can play catch out there and have a bunch of fun, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, TJ.
Keep up the good work on the job, man. Keep up the good
work. Get some rest, man. You've been working too hard. You got that bonus. You can finally go to sleep a little bit. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing awesome. You have a new member in your family?
I do. My girls and I adopted a dog this week that was going to be put down, and we decided to foster, and now we love her so much, we've decided we're going to keep her.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so excited!
What'd you name the puppy?
We are so excited.
What's the dog's name?
Her name is Bella, and she's a pit bull mix. We're down here in Savannah, Georgia.
Bella.
What up, Savannah?
Bella.
Good for you rescuing. So great.
Yeah,
was
it clear it's been such a wonderful experience.
Was it clear the shelters all over the country, or just was that regionally? Clear the shelters.
I think it was all over the place.
Yeah. Everywhere.
I think so.
It was Saturday, yeah.
It's always better when we all come together as a country and do those. Because you see a big movement.
I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon at the Great Ogeechee Seafood Festival in Savannah, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Yeah, yeah, Al's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel.
I'm here.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Doing great. You guys?
Doing awesome, man. I hear you got some good news for us.
I am starting my junior year of college.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I am going to be an automation engineer.
What is that?
I'm going to be messing with robots all day.
You can make robots.
Whoa. That's a cool job, man.
Robots are taking over.
Yeah, it's a cool gig.
You need to be on that end of it.
Yeah. Are you scared that the AI, that the intelligence is going to take over one day? Do you guys have any fear of that?
Not going to be in my lifetime.
Okay, so we're going to be good. So our great-great-grandkids couldn't worry about that?
It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah. Man, because I saw an article the other day that they created this AI that beat the greatest gamer on Earth.
Really?
And nobody can beat this artificial intelligence. That's how good it's getting. And it learns from its mistakes.
We all should.
Yeah, but not if you're a robot. I want you to stay a little bit dumber than us. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
What's going on? What do you got going on tomorrow?
I'm getting my first foreign exchange student from Brazil tomorrow.
Oh, boy or girl?
Boy. His name's Nathan. He's 17, and he is beyond excited to be coming to the USA.
Awesome. Wow. Now, do you have any kids at your home?
Yes. I have a one-year-old at home, so this is going to be a big change for us.
Yeah? So at least you got a babysitter locked in.
Oh, come on.
Do you know any Portuguese?
I do not, but I'm hoping that maybe I can learn some while he's here.
Obrigado is thank you. That's my only word.
Oh, I'm going to learn a little more.
Okay. Obrigado. Hey.
And oi. I think Brazilian people say oi a lot.
Obrigado for your call, Katie. Enjoy the foreign exchange student.
Au revoir, baby.
That's right, Big Al Mac.
That's right.
Let's take one here from Hayden. What's up, Hayden?
Hi.
What's your good news?
I finally got a phone.
Are you on it right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
How old are you, Hayden?
I'm 10.
And what'd you have to do to get this this phone?
A bunch of chores.
You did a bunch of chores?
Yeah.
Good right. for you.
Well, you keep it up, okay?
I would like to shout out to Bowles Elementary. My mom teaches there.
Oh, good.
Oh, right. Shout out to your mom.
Shout out. Good, you. 10-year-old sending shout out and ain't got a cell phone.
Hayden's got it going on.
You
didn't know that about Hayden. Hayden's got work. That's what he's got. We got a cool interview coming up next for you, Kid Nation. Would you like to hear Ed Sheeran talk a little bit in his British accent? Our British invasion has taken over the last few weeks.
Yeah, right.
We had Louis Tomlinson. Now we got Ed Sheeran. Hung out with him backstage on Friday at his show. He's on tour. One-man show.
Talented dude, man.
What's he been up to? We find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow around this time, we'll do some love letters to Kelly with our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. Kelly Raspberry Evans.
Hello, I'm Alan.
If you want to be proper with it.
That's right. I got to get all legal with that pretty soon.
Oh, you're not legal with it? Shout out.
I was waiting until after we got back from our family vacation in Mexico because of the changing the license and passport and all that. I just want it all to be...
It's a whooping for you later when we get married, huh?
Do you have to?
No, you don't have to, but I know it means a lot to Alan that I do, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're all going to be Alans.
We're all going to be Evans.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know what I mean.
I am Alan's, but I will be an Evans.
You're Alan's wife, but you're going to be an Evans.
Right.
And we'll catch up with how our t-shirt sales are going here in about 20 minutes, but we got to get to my excitement over the weekend. I'm on my way. Ed Sheeran's out on tour. Now, this guy is international famous. Like, he's superstar famous.
He's big time, yeah.
In fact, he's in San Antonio tonight. Hopefully, you got some tickets, all our friends out in San Antonio. But the fact that he's even willing to sit down with us little tiny radio personalities while he's on this huge tour, that shows you what kind of guy Ed Sheeran is.
He's cool.
And before I get to the actual interview, I'll set it up for you because we're waiting, and I was going second to last. And you expect the celebrity of Ed's level to be tired by that point, to be, you know, to be almost dismissive. And it's understandable because they have very long days. I walked in and I was greeted with a huge smile from Ed, just big old smile,
nice.
Shook my hand and brought Kid up. He said, "Hey, man, you're Kid's friend." And I said, "Yeah, man, I worked with Kid." And he goes, "Oh, man, I love Kid Craddock. He's such a good guy. How you guys?" He went and started talking to me about how Kid was doing.
That's nice.
And then, of course, management comes in and says, "You guys only have 5 minutes, so you better start because we're counting the clock." So he wanted to talk about Kid.
Okay.
He was throwing it out there, but unfortunately, we didn't have all that time. And that's where the interview takes place. I'm here with my good buddy, Ed Sheeran. And, Ed, I come bearing gifts, sir.
Yep.
I went deep into the internets. And I found your favorite beer. Couldn't find it in the States. So I went with number two.
Wait, really? Ah, Crony.
Crony.
You couldn't find that in the States?
No, I couldn't find the other one. Anon something?
Oh, Adnams.
I couldn't find that one.
You can't really find that in England apart from Suffolk.
Really? So, yeah. So I brought you that. I had to sneak it past security. I could have been in trouble and not been here, but that's how much I like you.
Thank you very much. Cronenberg's the one. Have you had it?
I have not had it.
Pretty decent. Have a bottle.
Now, Ed, if we go back to September 9th of 2011, mm-hmm. and we fast forward when Plus came out, fast forward to today, how would you describe all those years?
Whirlwind, I think a lot of it happened without me sort of realizing it. But yeah, now I kind of like can look back on it. It all falls into place. Like you see the jigsaw pieces that led to this point.
Because you're doing it right, man, because a lot of your fans were coming out from the meet and greet.
Yeah.
And the one thing they say, and it's girls that have seen you from when there was 8 people in the room. The one thing they say is Ed is the same guy that he was back then today.
I don't feel like this. I feel like I was having this conversation with Shawn Mendes the other day because like I was like, "You're going to change." Because he was like, I'm scared like people are going to think I'm changing. And I was like, You remember being 18, right?
Of course.
How much
I was an
did you
idiot.
Change from 18 to 19 to 20 to 21 to 22?
Yeah.
So I released my album when I just turned 20, and I'm 26 now, and I'm a completely different person. I'm into different beer. I'm into different food. You know, I like different TV shows. I like different music. So I have changed a lot, and I think it's okay to change. You have to change.
Right.
But I feel like morally, you can stay the same. I think if you remain polite.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You're not a diva. You don't act like you're a superstar, even though you are.
There's times to pull that card.
Have you?
Only when it's really necessary. Only when, I think I've pulled rank once on this tour, and it was when, like, something went wrong, and I was like, nope, like...
I'm at cheering.
No, not that. But you sometimes have to, like... You have to pull rank sometimes.
Yeah.
And I've only done it once. But it that's more of a professional thing.
Right.
Not like I wouldn't do
but
it.
But as a
like,
person to your fan, you're still the same. Like,
yeah,
you're that
I would
guy.
Never do it for a personal thing. I'll never be like, I can't get into a restaurant. But if it would be like something to do with my show and it has to happen like this or something to do with my album or like that's when you can pull rank.
And speaking of Shawn Mendes, he showed up at your NYC show.
It was his NYC show.
Yeah. You showed up at his show, which is pretty dope. Well, and you guys sang. Did you guys sing "Mercy"?
Mercy, yeah. It's a cool thing, man. You know, I've known Sean a long time. I met him before he signed a deal, before he'd released "Life at the Party," and we've never had the opportunity to perform together. And
got to do it.
Yeah, and it was really fun, man. He's got a fantastic voice. The crowd were electric. It was good. It felt like the right time.
Is it cool when you see guys like Shawn Mendes and guys like Charlie Puth and the guys from One Direction and all the up and coming artists, when you ask them who's your musical influence, like yours is Eminem and Eric Clapton and those guys, when you ask them, they're saying Ed Sheeran.
All of them?
For the most part, you're always in that conversation.
All right. Well, that's
isn't that
nice.
Crazy that basically is getting you to that like legend status. You're the influencer for the younger generations.
But half of them are my age.
Isn't that weird? I know, but you are that guy.
I don't know. I feel like
because you have changed music. You can't say you haven't. You're up there by yourself. You really are changing music.
I don't think I've changed music at all. I'm definitely
you're humble.
Well, no, because I mean, changing music would be reinventing the wheel. I don't think I've reinvented the wheel. I think I'm just writing music like the artists that I'm into.
With songs like when you were on Game of Thrones, did great, by the way.
Thank you.
With the song, that song's in the book, so there's no melody to it. Did you have to come up with the melody?
No, someone for the show came up with the melody.
Did you want to change it?
No, because it sounded great. It was a good, you know, it was a good thing. Have you seen the new episodes?
Not the new ones. I'm far, far behind.
Right, because the one leaked this week.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. They accidentally gave an early one.
Pretty much off it. Wow.
And you've done amazing. A couple of soap operas too.
I've done a couple of soap operas. Yeah, I've been having fun. I like making cameos every now and then.
All right, before we let you go, Ed Sheeran, last time you cried, what was it?
I think watching Forrest Gump on a plane.
Recently?
It wasn't.
He's saying no. What was it?
When did I cry?
Security guy.
Oh, yeah. I went to Liberia and met some street kids. And
that made you?
Yeah, it was just, well, I went there with a positive attitude, like, oh, like, we're going to do a good thing. And then I was speaking to this little girl, and she sung to me, and then I was like, how did you learn that song? And she just burst into tears, and she was like, oh, my dad taught me, and he died last year from Ebola. And I mean, it was just...
These are the things you get to see now because of your career.
Yeah, it was a really intense, but proper crying.
Yeah.
That was proper crying. Watching Forrest Gump was like, that welling, just, well, was like welling up.
That's just Ed watching a movie. Well, make sure you pick up Divide. Is your next album on my shirt anywhere?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure, Ed. Pick up Divide, man. I love Castle on the Hill and Barcelona.
My next album's tattooed on me, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So, which arm?
This arm. It's been tattooed on me since 2011.
Okay, so study his left arm. You might find out about the next album. Dude, it's so good to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too.
Thank you for being so kind to our show.
It's nice to be back on. Yeah, I would love that you've kept the name as well. Really
Thank
cool.
Thank you, man. Kid loved you, man.
He's so, the man.
We finally got
man.
You back, buddy.
So good.
Nice.
Such a nice guy. I wish I had an hour with him.
That was so good.
I haven't felt that comfortable talking to a celebrity.
He's generous.
Right.
You know, a lot of artists will sit there and like,
he's
they've
so
done
humble.
This a million times.
Yeah.
He's so humble.
Like they want to be anywhere else.
And he's very generous.
He's very generous, yeah.
I haven't changed music. Let's look at him.
Bro, you've changed music.
You're out there by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so, when you tell him you haven't changed a bit, I was talking about his moral values and the way he treats people. That sure. He hasn't changed.
Sure.
But if you want to see the video and the whole interview, we're going to have it up at kidnation.com where you can take a glance at our girl Anna. She was doing the video and she was so excited about Ed Sheeran. You're going to see a little shaking.
A little shaking in the camera.
She was so excited.
I love their photo together. She's just beaming. She was so excited.
She loves it. This is the cool part about our job is that when we get to see our behind the scenes people, get to meet these people they idolize. And see the huge smile on their faces.
So nerve-wracking, sure. Right, too. Right.
Yeah, I would look up at Anna sometimes when I was talking to Ed, and she'd have the hugest smile the entire time. Just big old smile because she's so happy. That's her boy, Ed Sheeran. Oh, man, cool. So cool. I wish we could have him on every week.
Well,
every
then it wouldn't
week,
be
huh?
Then it wouldn't be so special, JC.
Yeah. Yeah, but more than 5 minutes is never
yeah.
Enough
yeah,
time.
I
get it.
I just want to be friends, like really good friends. And then he brought Kid up again when I was leaving. It was so cool. Ted Sheeran.
Have you figured out what the album might be? Have you looked at his tattoos on his arm?
No, the shirt he was wearing at that moment was covering his entire arm.
So it's a long jersey sleeve.
And then I went online afterwards and looked at all his tattoos, which I wanted to get into, like, see, because he's got a lot more since last time we saw him. And his left arm's just covered.
Covered.
It's just, there's no way I'm going to pick out which one it is. But he's had it on since 2011 on his left arm. So we got to look at the early pictures. That's what we got to do. So it's Kid Craddock's birthday. Ed Sheeran was just mentioning him. Today is his birthday. So we're going to bring in Caroline. We're going to check in on our shirts, see how those sales are doing. And then you'll know where the money's going because you are paying $20. That includes shipping with the shirts. She'll tell us where the money's going. It actually benefits something in Kid's name. And we'll have a nice little throwback for a Kid Craddock birthday next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes. Working hard, Kelly?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, look at you.
As you were asking me that question, I was typing the Showbiz Top 5.
Always working is what
she is
doing.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my gosh. It never ends, JC. These celebrities, they're just crazy nuts.
I know. Celebrity world is pretty crazy. We have a pretty crazy contest going on right now, though. The T-shirt challenge is what we're calling it.
Yep.
Part-time Justin created a T-shirt for one of his part-time job bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then he threw out the challenge to see if we could create something because we made fun of his shirt design.
Yeah. Well, it's a big bag of groceries sitting on his butt.
So he said, well, if you guys think it's so easy, why don't you guys create one and let's see who sells the most? And we said, okay, challenge is on, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Last place is going to get a punishment. Each shirt is worth $20, includes free shipping. And they're only on sale for 1 week, which means you only have 3 full days to do it. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday all day.
Right.
To buy your T-shirts. You do that at KidNation.com.
Ooh, where's the money go, JC?
Oh.
I don't know. Why don't you tell us, Caroline Craddock? How you doing?
Hi.
Young lady.
Good morning.
Hey.
The money goes to help fund the therapeutic arts room in honor of my dad at Dallas Children's Hospital.
Yeah, nice. It's going to be the Kids, Kids, and Music Meets Medicine Therapeutic Arts Room in memory of Kid Craddock. We could add a couple more words, but that'd be a little expensive for the plaque.
No, we're trying to keep the cost down.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the cost down.
This is great. So it's going to be a place for the patients, the kids, to go and take music lessons or play with instruments and just have a little escape within the hospital.
Yeah,
right?
They do art there. They do all that fun stuff.
Because they've shown music does help kids when they're at the hospital. It really does help them heal.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome. Yeah, your boy J-Mag always goes around and sings to the kids. He's a doctor with a guitar. So he's like the
best. What more could you
want? How hot is that?
Yeah.
That guy's got it going on.
So the shirts are on sale, like we said, at KidNation.com, and it'll help us get that room going in honor of Kid. And today is his birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Kid Craddock.
Thanks.
How was your dad with birthdays? We know how he was around the office. How was he at home? What did
he hated birthdays.
Okay, good.
It was consistent.
But in my opinion, he hated birthdays, but would be even more angry if you didn't acknowledge it.
If you didn't want to celebrate it. Yeah. He didn't want you to celebrate it, but he wanted you to want to.
He didn't want you to do it.
Yeah,
it was so confusing.
It's like the whole, like that skit he loved on SNL, the Don't Make Me Sing.
Yeah,
like
that was him, yeah.
He acts like he doesn't want to sing, but he wants to sing.
Right, he wants to sing.
Don't get me anything for my birthday. We want to get you something. No, I don't want anything. What'd you guys get me?
Yeah.
But if you didn't get anything, you'd be bad.
And then you'd have to scramble because I was like, but you said don't buy you anything.
Yeah.
And so you had to go scramble to get him a gift. So you always had to surprise him at home, basically.
Yeah, it was hard because what do you buy him? He literally bought himself anything he wanted.
Right.
It was all electronic, and I didn't know what to do.
I remember the first gift.
You could make him something.
You could, but
there you go, Carol. You
know where he loved homemade gifts.
That would end up in his office on the couch for 5 years.
Yeah, I remember one time I found this microphone, and it was from the year. I found it on eBay. It was from the year he was born. And it was, a cool vintage microphone. And I kind of thought he'd always said he wanted to collect stuff. So I'm like, this will be cool. This microphone would be really cool. Like, it's from a while back. It's this vintage microphone. He was like, well, this just reminds me of how old I am. Thanks. I was like, I bet like $300-something on this on eBay. Yeah. I won the auction. I was so excited. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he hated it.
Oh, I had some fails with him. I bought him a golf ball finder. Oh, I got five of these. I got him tickets to the Masters.
He can't just say thank you.
I remember my first birthday here with him, his first birthday. I bought him, before cars had the Bluetooth already in there, you had to buy this little contraption that you put on your
sun visor.
Oh, yeah. So I bought him that, and it was pricey. It was like $100, and for me, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so I was excited to give it to him, and he goes, I already got that.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it.
He was hard.
My mom and I finally gave up, and we would just give him German chocolate cake. That was his favorite cake. And so we're like, well, we know you don't have this right now, so here's this cake.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
He wasn't ever very happy about that either.
So in honor of Kid's birthday, we decided to dig deep and find one of his birthdays that we had here on the show. So here is a throwback.
And hear his disappointment again.
So it is my birthday today, Kelly, and what'd you get me?
Okay.
Did you get me
this is a
birthday set.
Yeah. First of all, the bag, I have to brag a little bit.
Dollar store.
No, Target in the dollar section, but they had 70% off. So this was only a 30-cent gift bag, and that's a nice bag right there.
Why do you tell people how little you spent?
Because it's the gift bag.
So you've turned my present into bragging about yourself and the deal you
got. I just want people to know what a good deal can be found.
And in return, I get a 30-cent present.
No, you can get 30% present.
Dollar-cent present.
It's going to be at least a dollar.
You got a 30-cent gift bag you're going to throw away anyway.
Open it.
You bought me records!
Oh,
wow!
I had so much fun going through the record.
It could be like you met me yesterday, because yesterday I told you I had a record player.
Well, I knew you had it, and it's been in my mind to do it. And I was like, what a coincidence you had talked about it.
Let me think. What is it going
to
be?
I tried to pick
Monkeys,
records
Duran Duran.
That brought me joy, that I thought might bring you joy.
Oh, no.
It's a mix.
Because I bought the, I went back to my live DJ days and bought the SL2000 MK2 Sony.
Turntable.
Technics, not Sony. Technics, turntable.
Turn it over the other way.
Billy Joel.
Yeah,
I left Glass the original. Houses. I left the original tag on it because I thought that was kind of cool. The price
so these
tag
are,
looks foreign.
These are used records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean,
all
it's
scratched up and everything.
No,
already.
I looked at all of them. They looked to be in good shape.
Where do you go? Where'd you find these?
Christopher Cross.
Because you know what? Sometimes I think you might want to chill.
Culture Club.
Oh, sometimes you might want to dance.
I'll tumble for you.
I thought that might bring back some of the memories from your, when you were DJing and might, be
Look
fun.
Look at Boy George.
I mean, Kelly, do you really want to hurt me? Come on.
Do you really want to hurt me?
It's a mix of everything.
Yeah. And you got me the Daz Band.
I thought that would be a fun party. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite albums, Hall & Oates, right there.
Do you have any of these?
Yeah, I don't have that
one. Jay Giles.
Jay Giles.
I got that. Yeah.
Na 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 na. My Angel is a Centerfold.
Yep.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That's the original, Kelly. That's really sick. That is so cool.
And look at the artwork. Look at the front cover. Look who did the artwork.
Joni Mitchell. Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and Chicago. Wow.
Chicago is awesome.
Man, this is like the best mix of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I just thought it was fun.
Without all the nerve-jangling DJ chatter.
What's that last one?
Yeah.
Which album's that one?
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers?
What a fool.
And look at the inside.
He was the 70s Chad Kroeger, Michael McDonald.
Oh.
Yeah. And the sleeve on the inside is a big doobie.
He was on every song. Like, Kelly,
like
sing
Lil
that
Wayne?
Song that goes, because I've got such a long, sing that. Because I've got such a long way to go. Such a long way to go.
But that's Christopher Cross.
No, that's Michael McDonald singing that
part.
But
that's
part.
Christopher Cross's song.
Yeah. And then, What a Fool Believes, sing that.
What a fool believes.
This is a wise man has the power.
The wise man has the power. I'm singing the high part.
Do you want to open mine now?
Man.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelly. Those
Do you
are
like
cool.
them?
That's
Those are
awesome.
Cool. Let's have a record party at my house.
Do you have any of them? Because
I have
the receipt.
Not a single one.
They
you don't
have
let
a
us come
receipt,
to your
Which should make you feel great and a little awkward at the same time.
I had so
that I don't
much
have a
fun.
Single, that I have 500 albums and
Kelly's,
not have a single one of these.
Kelly's is such a good gift.
She's
it
the
is.
Best gift
I
buyer ever.
I found albums that I had as a little girl.
Yeah, amazing.
But I don't have anywhere to play them, so I didn't buy them. It was so fun.
I can record them on the cassette for you if you want them. Yeah, I can.
Don't put them on that old iTunes thing.
Oh, Calvin
my bag,
Klein.
My bag was free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein.
You got a better deal than I did.
Same color of stuff.
Who's cleaning that up?
It's green.
Shannon.
Who is cleaning that
I
up?
I had to do that for Kid TV. Come on.
I got you.
Well, leave it to JC to give me a bag of grass.
No, I didn't get you a bag of grass.
That's what JC would buy.
I got you a cool outfit.
Yeah. Is it hydroponic, JC?
No, it's not hydroponic. I don't even know what that means.
Sure you don't. Okay. Is this legal?
It's a legal. It's an outfit. I bought you an outfit.
An outfit in that little bag?
Yeah. There's an outfit in this bag.
Yeah, pull it out.
This bag.
Yeah.
There's an outfit. There's well, an you outfit. Are pretty small. You have been losing a little weight, though.
I've been gaining weight, though.
Yeah. There it is, my man. Boom.
Boxers.
No.
That's an outfit?
Yep. It's a shirt.
That's a shirt?
It's a doggy shirt?
So it's a short people joke.
It's a shirt for a dog.
It's a
Do
shirt?
You have a dog?
It's a short joke.
It's a small.
It's a short joke. It's
He bought you a really small shirt.
You can't even get it on your head. Your little peanut head. What is, so I don't get it.
It's a shirt for the DJ that fits in your pocket.
It's for the DJ that fits in your pocket.
Thanks, JC.
He doesn't sound very excited about your gift, JC.
That doesn't make me feel bad about myself at all. Thanks.
That's
I just don't get it.
No, I wish this was grass.
That's your pre-present.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's more?
Oh, little
Is there
small
a doll
pants?
That goes with it?
I got you a little plunge.
It's a plunger. Yeah. It's a little eye plunger.
Yeah.
Huh?
For the world's smallest toilet.
No, you hold up your iPhone with that, right?
Or you could plunge the toilet with it.
Isn't that what that's for?
There you go.
And what do I do?
He got you presents just for little people.
What
apparently.
Do I do with this?
Oh, you know
put
what,
on your iPhone. On the back of your iPhone.
It
and then
props,
it'll,
it props,
and it props it up.
You know what, dog?
I don't think you need to lick it.
I can prop stuff up with it?
Yeah.
I'm still going to get you more stuff.
It doesn't stick.
I'm going to get you more stuff.
Dog.
Now that I see you don't like your present, I'm going to get you more stuff.
Dog, I've got a theory.
No, thank you for the dog shirt and the plunger.
I've got a theory, dog. I don't think
those words have ever been spoken.
And my card was pretty funny, too.
If I'm not mistaken, this is stuff that just people have brought up to the station and left.
Are you going to give me pixie dust next?
Is that the dog?
No, I bought your gift like four weeks ago.
Al, what did you get them?
I got them a cool gift.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. But it's not here yet.
Oh, okay.
Has it ever been here?
It came from London.
So you ordered it when we were there?
No, actually, I ordered it before we left.
Why did you?
And it's still not here. Wow.
Hmm.
I didn't know it took 8 weeks to get delivered, but it does.
That usually doesn't.
Anything you buy from me takes 8 weeks to be delivered.
Dude, I got you a green egg.
Because I just ordered it today.
You're going back to last year's gift.
Huh? Yeah.
But it was late being delivered was the point, right?
You know, a good sign of a gift
it
is
was
a good
late.
Gift.
Yeah.
I used that last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, full year later, I used the big green egg.
I actually got you this gift because I like it. Not the green egg, but I got you this year.
Yeah, cool.
And I really think you'll like it.
Whatever. You know, just that you thought of me is enough. Seriously, that's nice.
It's something that I think you'll like. I know you don't have it.
Well, let's not talk about it since I don't have it. That's annoying.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about how great it is.
Talk about
even
it when
it's not here.
Yeah.
So what's your gift to
Nickelback? I'd rather pay more attention to the people that actually presented gifts to me today as opposed to those who talk about what I might get later.
JC raided the prize closet.
Yeah. No, I brought him a card.
I like my plunger and my dog shirt.
I got your a dog collar to go with your dog shirt.
See, you should have jumped in on that.
Perfect.
I probably got you the funniest card.
Did you?
Did you open the card yet?
I haven't read
it
yet.
It's a pretty funny card.
Okay, I'll take a look.
It's not that it's funny, the material, and it's not funny, well, it's gotta be the actual card's pretty funny.
A card from a guy to a guy has to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can put some, like, kind of mushy stuff in there.
Well, when do they ever, like, make a mushy card for a guy to give to a guy?
I saw a couple mushy cards I could have gotten.
For guys?
Yeah, for buddies. Yeah.
For straight guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But you have to kind of
hey, you're my buddy, but I just want to tell you something. Really? Like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
They have those.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't get you that
like
one.
Like you and me on the cover, walking down the beach,
yeah,
hand in hand.
Own, yeah.
Thing is legal?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Kelly. Those
you're welcome.
I can't wait to go play some of my records.
I'll have a for reals gift for you.
Dude, that's fine. I love my plunger.
Those are free, though.
No, I love it. I'm not kidding. I like it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? By the way, since Shawn Mendes just spoke, Ed Sheeran showed up at his NYC show. We just interviewed him. If you want to check out that interview, it'll be up at KidNation.com with video and everything with Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Now to Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call and let us know what are those things you do that you think might potentially put you in the crazy category. Mm-hmm. We got a text here from Tim. I always come up with a plan on how to get away with a crime and try things out. Like last week, I poured hot wax on my fingertips to see if I would leave prints behind, which reminds me that I then discovered I love pouring wax on my body. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I thought about how I would get away with certain things, but he discovered two things. That's a double,
double cray. That's cray on cray.
Have we ever had a double cray?
I don't think so.
That's our first double cray. Yeah, Tim, you crazy. But I feel you on the wax thing. It does feel pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my own bed sheets to hotels. Does that make me crazy? From the text.
We know somebody that does this, I think, but that's very paranoid.
That's too much work.
Yeah, that's gross.
I hate making the bed. I just take my chances.
I do too.
Yeah. Like if somebody else could sleep in it, I can sleep in it.
I remember seeing on some of those catalogs where you could buy, it's almost like a sleep sack for adults.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how they have the baby sleep sack? So basically, it's just like some sheets that you can zip around yourself, and there you go.
Yeah, I would be down with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if you're crazy. Just paranoid a little bit.
Yeah.
Regina.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? I can't wait to hear yours.
Okay. Well, I drive 14 miles out of the way to grocery shop because the store that is two blocks away from my house sells eggplants, and I am terribly afraid of them. Does that make me crazy?
Wait, you're so afraid of eggplants, you can't go to where they're sold.
No. I hate them. It is like the worst thing ever pulled from the ground.
Yeah. What if somebody sends you the emoji? Is that? Can you handle those?
No, I never use it. Like, they just know not to send it to me.
Yeah. That is
crazy.
That's pretty crazy, Regina. Crazy.
Have you ever eaten eggplant parmesan or anything?
No, nothing. I actually had never seen an eggplant. When I was a little girl, I used to watch Courage the Cowardly Dog. And there was this one episode where, like, the eggplant's uprooted from the ground and they, like, terrorized the family and stuff.
Oh.
I didn't know what an eggplant was then. Then when I got older, like, I was just walking in the grocery store one day, and I saw it, and I jumped out of my skin. I, like, started hyperventilating. Like,
whoa.
I didn't like stand inside of it.
Because of the TV show.
Wow.
You have deep-rooted eggplant issues.
Deep-rooted.
See, now I'm scared about avocados because Teen Titans, Robin ate a bunch of avocados.
You are not scared of avocados.
Not me,
stop
Kelly.
It.
Not me. My son.
You said you. No, did he say you?
No, I'm scared because of TV shows because... Oh. Robin turned into like a monster avocado, and now my son's scared of avocados, and I don't want him to turn into Regina later on in life.
And they were monster eggplants, so I understand that those are pain.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, you're crazy, Regina.
Man, you think kids don't? That stuff doesn't affect
kids,
right? But apparently
sticks.
It really does.
Sticks with the head. Yeah. Huh.
We have crazies going on today.
Yeah, you are crazy, by the way.
Congrats, Regina.
Yeah.
Let us know if you ever are able to come face-to-face with an eggplant. I did feed my wife eggplants once, and that's how I found out she's allergic.
Yeah, she has a real fear.
Yeah. Man, her lips got so swollen, I was like, dang, girl.
She's like, really? Wow, sexy,
yeah, you're
right?
Looking right. What's going on?
No need to go get those, yeah. What do you call it? The
injections?
Injections.
Nah, man, yeah. They were just plump. And then we found out she's allergic.
Your lips look great. Yeah. Allergies.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Welcome to Crazyville. Let's hear yours.
Yes. So I asked my boyfriend who, where he was doing this weekend.
Yeah.
And he told me that he went to a concert, well, to a J. Cole concert with another girl.
Yeah.
And I kicked him out of my apartment. Does that make me crazy?
No. That makes you a person who should kick his boyfriend out for going to a concert with a girl.
Why did he go with another girl?
Sorry, I'm at work. So he said that she invited him, and he was like, well, why not? And then I was like, well, why would you even want to go? Like, you could have just asked me.
Yeah.
And he bought the ticket for her.
Dump that loser right now. You're done with him.
She did. Yeah. She kicked him out of the apartment.
You're done.
Yeah.
Don't let him back.
Don't even talk to him. Don't even allow him to weasel his way back in.
Now,
dump him.
If you let him back, Ashley, that would make you crazy. So don't do that, okay?
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Where's your strength? If you're tempted, you call back and say, I need some reinforcement here.
It's not going to be easy. He's going to beg, but you say no.
Did he at least bring you a shirt?
Oh, my God. Merch.
No.
Oh, man.
See, if he had brought you a shirt.
Yeah.
And that J. Cole, that's like love-making music right there. No way.
Yeah.
No, you're out.
There's definitely making out
he's
at those
out.
Concerts. Yeah, he's out, Ashley. Do not go back to that guy. What a dumb excuse, too. She asked me.
And he bought the tickets.
He bought the tickets.
Maybe she's going through something.
Nothing.
No, that guy's a...
gun.
You know what he is. Sorry, Ashley. Hi, Victoria.
Hey.
So, what's your crazy...
I refuse to watch any kind of YouTube ads.
Why?
Even if it's a good ad. I don't want the people at YouTube to think that their ad stuff is working on me. Because it kind of does sometimes.
You don't give them the satisfaction.
Right.
It does.
Right, exactly.
So what do you do? Do you close your eyes and plug your ears while this is happening?
Well, on the ones that they don't let you skip, I look away. I will not look at it.
There you go.
But if it has the option to skip ad and is kind of a good one, I let most of it play because I'm kind of watching it. But I will hit that skip ad.
Before it gets to all the way so YouTube doesn't know that you watched all of it.
Right, exactly.
That's
I don't want them to know that their ad works.
Yeah, that's cute crazy, Victoria.
Well, they are working. that is so cute.
Yeah, you're cute crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely... That's definitely works. I love how you're going about it,
funny.
Though.
I mean, I watch it if it's good.
Yeah, I watch it if it's good. But I hit skip before it ends. In your face, YouTube. That's what I'm going to do.
I'll learn
now. Victoria, you made my day today. Veronica wrote us on the text and said, I have a baby, and so if I cooked with peppers, and after I wash my hands, just to make sure that I don't have any more on my fingertips, I put my finger in my eye.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, sometimes it burns, so I rewash them and do it again. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cautious, but yeah. I mean, you could...
You shouldn't want to burn the baby.
You could just thoroughly do it the first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, double wash.
And in your eye. I mean, you could put your finger in your mouth, right? To taste
know.
It and taste the jalapeno.
Nah, but you never know, because you got to go to the eye.
Doesn't trust your taste buds.
Yeah, your taste buds might sneak past the taste buds.
They get duller as you get older.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know that?
I didn't
Some people chew their taste buds. Have you heard about that?
I'm sorry?
Some people actually can chew their taste buds. I don't know how they pick them apart, but they chew them.
I chew
watching
my
some
show.
I bite my tongue every once in a while, but I don't chew my taste buds.
Yeah, there's people that are saying they like to chew on their taste buds, which I don't know how you pick them out individually, but or what they taste like.
I don't know.
Do you ever bite your tongue and you get that weird taste in your mouth too?
Like blood?
It's blood.
No, it's not blood. It's like it's weird.
Maybe you're popping a taste bud.
Do you
bud.
Ever place food in different parts of your tongue to see if, like,
yes.
like, I'll just put something on the tip or I'll put something, like, in the back left corner.
To see what's stronger?
Just to be like, okay, like I have yogurt in front of me right now. So like, am I going to put like a little bit right here or am I going to reach back and put it back there? Yeah, to see if it tastes different depending on the spots. And it does.
You want optimum taste?
Like shove it back into the back center.
So what the yogurt, what goes? Where does that go good?
See, like that tastes totally different. On the tip, it tastes bitter.
Just the tip is bitter.
Just the tip, it's kind of like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like
and
sour,
in the back?
Like your
and in the back corner is kind of sweet.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was wondering if anyone else did that. I don't do it all the time. I was just thinking about it.
Now I'm going to try it today.
It's never even crossed my mind.
So the back is sweet for Jenna, and the tip is a little bitter. I'll have a full report for you guys tomorrow.
The middle is like nothing.
Trey, there's a map online?
Yeah, you can get a map of your taste buds online. Like, everybody's
the same.
What if I
wrong?
That would be weird.
Wow.
Because I don't know.
But the bitterness is right there around the rim of your tongue.
It is like, the front.
Huh? That's where, like, sour stuff gets really, really sour.
Wow.
That
I gotta check out
my mind today.
Okay, let's check out this tongue map.
Yeah, we're going to get to the tongue map today.
I must have read that a long time ago, because I remember, I've known that for a long time.
You knew that?
I've never heard that. Yeah. I've never heard that before in my life.
Learn something new every day. Look at you learning on the show, everybody. Except for Kelly, she knew already.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Misty.
Hi.
All right, what do you make your husband do?
Okay, so we've been together for 5 years, and every single time I have to go to the restroom, I make my husband leave the house.
You can leave the house?
Regardless of what time it is, and he's so courteous. He always does. He never gripes. When we were dating, I would wake up, just say I ate something I probably shouldn't have. I would make him wake up, disarm the alarm, and I would go all the way home, which was only 3 blocks away, but I would go all the way home, use the restroom, and then come back, and he would patiently wait.
Wow, that's a great marriage. That's not crazy.
Very courteous of you.
Yeah, you guys,
I know.
You guys have something cool going on. Yeah, you keep that up.
I just think that women shouldn't be allowed to do that, but I know it's natural.
Yep.
Yeah. Now what about when it's the other way? When he has to use the bathroom, do you leave the house?
Oh, he doesn't. No, he doesn't care. Yeah. He does not care.
Yeah,
he has no care. It's definitely all in my mind.
Does he do the thing where, like, guys do, he
turn
flaunts
the water
it?
On.
Like, does he flaunt it?
Oh, well, see, I have a whole thing with the bathroom. Anytime I use the restroom, even when no one's there, I turn the water on, I put a towel under the door, and I turn the fan on.
Wow. Yeah, you're extremely careful.
Yeah, you are.
You're not crazy, though. You keep doing what you're doing. Absolutely. Thank you for your comments.
In the house. I mean, we don't want to think
cool
about
with it. As a husband, you're like,
all
right.
Extreme.
That's a little extreme, yeah.
Seth, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, JC?
Doing great, man. We're trying to figure out if you're crazy or not here.
Well, you probably will think I am. Now, I've never had the urge to do this in person, this past weekend, I had this weird dream where I killed my cat for some reason.
You did what?
Killed your cat?
Yeah, I killed my cat for some reason, and I have no idea why.
But you love your cat.
It was so not accidentally killed your cat. You dreamt you intentionally killed your cat.
Oh, it was a dream.
Exactly. Intentionally killed my cat, but I've never had the desire to do that.
Huh. So
wow.
What's your cat's name?
I have two cats, actually. One's named Mac, and one's name is Chloe.
Oh, which one did you go after?
I think it was Chloe.
But this was a dream.
Chloe.
It was just a dream.
Yeah, it was just a dream, but it was pretty freaky.
Killing or slaughtering a cat in dreams. You know I love Googling dreams for people. So the dream interpretation is killing or slaughtering a cat in your dream means that a person will overpower his enemy or rival.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, it doesn't necessarily translate to you're weird and you might kill your cat. It means maybe you've had some ongoing situation with an enemy or rival and that you're going to overpower the enemy.
What's your enemy's name?
I wouldn't say I have an enemy at the moment.
Well, you better find one. You're going to have to overtake him soon, Seth. Yeah, I don't think you're crazy. You can't control your dreams.
Yeah.
But I hope you overtake whoever is your enemy or person Jenna was talking about.
Rival,
yeah.
Huh.
Not crazy, buddy. Let's go with Jake, though. Hi, Jake.
How's it going?
Hey, bud.
So what do you do?
I was just going to call, and it's kind of a half, am I crazy, and half, y'all need to try this. I was reading online the other day that a healthy way to eat is to chew your food like 22 or 24 times, and I tried it. I didn't realize how little I chewed my food until I tried it. But it was almost like baby food after mm-hmm. I got done chewing it so many times. But I was going to see, does it make me crazy that I tried it, and challenge y'all to kind of try it out next time y'all catch some lunch or something.
22.
I've done it before. Yeah. I've seen it on TV shows and stuff where they talk about it. It's supposed to be better for your digestive system and cut down on your gas.
It breaks it down, more saliva. Yeah. Mm.
Well, then not crazy. You're very healthy, good sir. Well, I'm going to try the 22 chew.
But it's hard. Sometimes you're just like,
22 times.
I'm kind of done by about 15, you know?
Yeah, that'll take forever.
I chew like 3 times.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Inhale.
And the longer you chew, the fuller you get, quicker, so you don't eat as much. There's a whole bunch of benefits to chewing longer.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. You're not crazy. I'm going to try that.
Huh.
Definitely going to try that with corn.
Yeah, I'm a super slow eater. I probably talk too much. That's what's going on.
That's what it is.
I'm always the last person to finish at
the
dinner.
Yeah.
People are like, you done with that? Jennifer. The waiter? I'm like whacking his hand like, no, I'm not finished. Put that plate down. What?
Jenna gets feisty.
Because I'm slow.
I know. Save that.
Don't mess with Jenna's plate.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not.
When I do laundry and I put the clothes from the washer into the dryer, I go outside, especially in the winter, and I'll sit on my back porch because I love to watch the steam come out of the dryer vent, and I use a lot of fabric softener so it'll smell good.
Is a warm, good smell.
There's Lisa again, sitting outside in the backyard looking at steam.
Yeah. She's just huffing the steam.
And I don't know why I can't help it, but in the wintertime is my favorite because when it's cold, you know, and the hot steam's coming out, it just fills up the whole back area, and it smells so good.
Do you ever go up to it and inhale it?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, you should.
Do you ever open your dishwasher and put your face near the steam coming out?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before.
I love that. Me it's like too. A little facial. It's a little free facial.
Yes.
Very quick. Very quick. And it's over.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.